It's 6:42, almost 6:43, and we're aware of the fact that Arizona has gotten in trouble with the Department of Justice regarding its immigration laws. Some say it's very strict immigration laws. And joining us right now is Bill Flynn, immigration attorney for Fowler, White & Boggs. And Bill, I know in Florida we have tried to craft immigration laws, some that were modeled after the Arizona ones. What are they allowed to do out there, and what can they not do now regarding immigration in Arizona?
Well, they had a mixed Supreme Court decision, Jack, and so Judge Bolton, the federal court's judge, just lifted the injunction on the most controversial provision, the show me your papers based on reasonable suspicion by a police officer. So that's sure to set off a firestorm of racial profiling must be ahead, and probably some tension between the police enforcing the law and the Latino community in Arizona.
But they are allowed now to ask for immigration papers or some kind of identification if they're stopped for a traffic violation, right?
Correct.
And that's the extent of it.
That's the extent of it. And the Supreme Court said, and then the federal court judge reiterated, that there could be lawsuits ahead if the racial profiling does occur. So as one commentator called it, they've laid a legal minefield out there, and who knows?
Well, were they ever really not allowed to ask that question? I mean, if they had any kind of cause or reason to believe that they were dealing with somebody that, you know, may not be a citizen.
There was the injunction in place for much of the last year or so, so technically they were not allowed. But now it's free form. And interestingly, the states of Georgia and Alabama, almost at the same time with a different federal court judge, came to the same conclusion, again applying the U.S. Supreme Court. So the question arises, as Jack was leading in, you know, what does that mean for Florida?
And that means ultimately it looks like it'll have to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
It'll probably be back up there, Jack. But, you know, sometimes different federal courts don't exactly agree on every little thing. So who knows, if Florida decides as a state to enact legislation, which they've stayed away from so far, who knows, maybe we'll have a challenge in the more local federal court here.
Is there anything that was struck down by the federal judges out there?
Yes, a lot of the what some people call less important, but they are important to many. In other words, if you harbor an alien, that was struck down. The need to carry papers, the inability to solicit work in public, all of those were in favor of the Obama administration, if you want to look at it that way. Whereas Governor Brewer won on what they called the most important provision, namely the reasonable suspicion stops.
Well, the profiling, it's going to be difficult to avoid that. I mean, we've talked about it regarding flying and the TSA and the fact that they it becomes the P word. It's almost like some of the other banned words on radio. You don't want to use the P word, profiling, with the TSA. Something that is done in a different way in Israel at airports, and something that's not done at our airports by a long shot. But it would seem difficult not to profile when you stop somebody. I mean, if you stop an 80-year-old white-haired lady, you're not going to think, well, maybe she just sneaked across the border.
Sure.
Whereas somebody who looks Mexican, you're going to say they might have sneaked across the border.
Where it's going to hit is with people who are U.S. citizens or permanent residents who are Latino by heritage and they became a U.S. citizen, so they may get stopped and held for a few hours, and then you'll read about that on the front page of the newspaper the next day.
But it would seem like they wouldn't be held for a few hours. They would be able to prove citizenship through a driver's license or something like that.
You would hope so. And then, of course, the Obama administration has said, and the Department of Homeland Security, that they're not going to really do much if the states refer people to them unless it's a really serious convicted criminal type person. So who knows where that part is going.
There's conflict all across the land on this issue for sure. And I guess that's why both parties tried to avoid it when it came to the political conventions recently. But, Bill, we appreciate your input on this, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.